Certainly appreciate the opportunity to speak again once again tonight. This is only the second time I've done this, but hopefully you'll gain something beneficial that you can carry forth in the week and throughout life. Tonight I want to talk to you about Joshua, a man of faith. We've talked about faith this month. That's our theme for this month, as the fruit of the Spirit. And I thought about Joshua and how that he had much faith. And I want to start out in Numbers chapter 13, which is one of the first times we see Joshua, not the first time, but one of. And in chapter 13, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I have given to the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. And Moses, by the commandment of the Lord, sent them from the wilderness of Paran. All these were those were men, heads of the children of Israel. And these were their names in the tribe of Reuben, Shammua, the son of Zachar. We go on forward to, you see that Joshua and Caleb are also sent to spy out the land. And we find in later in the chapter, in verses 26, it says, And they went out and came to Moses and Aaron, to all the congregation of the children of Israel, unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, We came unto the land whither thou sentest, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea, by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, Let us go up at once and possess it, for we will be able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants. And the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so were in their sight. And the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, Would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God have we died in the wilderness? And wherefore hath the Lord brought us into this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return to Egypt? And they said one to another, Let us make a captain, and let us return to Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, The land which we pass through to search is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he shall bring us into the land and give it to us, a land that floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us, and fear them not. We know the reaction of the people. They were about ready to stone Joshua and Caleb and Moses and Aaron. But the Lord, the appearance of him, he stopped that. And the Lord was very displeased with the people. We go into verse 28 of chapter 14. It says, Say unto them, As truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in mine ears, so I will do. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years and old and upward, which have murmured against me. Doubtless you shall not come into the land concerning which I swear unto you, dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. But your little ones, which you should say, said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which you have despised. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness. And your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years, and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. So we see how God was going to punish the Israelites for their lack of faith in God, but Joshua and Caleb, who believed in him and gave trust in him, believed that they could conquer the land, they were rewarded. Later on, let's go to Numbers chapter 27. Numbers 27:15-23. It says, "And Moses spake unto the Lord, saying, Let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation, which may go out before them, and which may go in before them, and which may lead them out, and which may bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord be not as sheep which have no shepherd. And the Lord said unto Moses, Take thee Joshua the son of Nun, a man whom is the Spirit, and lay thine hand upon him, and set before him Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation, and give him charge in their sight. And thou shalt put some of thine honor upon him, that all the congregation, the children of Israel, may be obedient. And he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall ask counsel for him after the judgment of Urim before the Lord. At his word they go out, and at his word they shall come in, both he and the children of Israel with him, even all the congregation. And Moses did as the Lord commanded him, and he took Joshua and set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation. And he laid his hands upon him and gave him a charge, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses." So Joshua has a great task. We know that Moses struck the rock, and he didn't speak to the rock as the Lord had said he should, so he didn't get to go in the promised land. But Joshua has been given this huge task to carry the children of Israel into the promised land, and also to lead the conquest of Canaan, which in Joshua, the book of Joshua, you can see was not an easy task. So I want to go over to Joshua when the Lord talks to him after the death of Moses and gives him some words of advice, which I think would be good for us today. It says, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper with it whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." So certainly we can apply that to our lives today. We're given the written word, the Bible, which gives us wisdom to live our lives. It makes our lives better. It keeps us from doing things that we shouldn't do. It keeps us doing things that we should do. We can examine ourselves and look at it and take an honest look with the Word of God, which is the truth and the best way of life. You know, Joshua showed faith whenever they crossed the Jordan River. The Jordan overflows its bank at the time of harvest, and that's when they went across. I've seen some video online, and it's not a river I'd want to cross on a kayak. So it's very treacherous. And we know that God had the priest pass over on dry ground and all the people along with it. And they put stones out there to remind them. And it says in Joshua 4:24 that the people, that all the people of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord, that is mighty, that you might fear the Lord, your God forever. So this is an example to us how powerful and mighty God is. And certainly in chapter 6, we see about the wall falling flat in Jericho. We see in chapter 8, after they defeated Ai. Let's go over to chapter 8. Chapter 8, verse 31, after they had defeated Ai, after they had been defeated by Ai too, after they found Achan's sin and they made amends of that, and then they went in and conquered the people. It says, "And Joshua built an altar unto the Lord God of Israel in Mount Ebal, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded the children of Israel, as it is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of whole stones, over which no man hath lift up any iron. And they offered their own burnt offerings unto the Lord, and sacrificed peace offerings. And he wrote thereupon the stones a copy of the law of Moses, which he wrote in the presence of the children of Israel. And all Israel, and their elders, and officers, and their judges, stood on this side the ark, and on that side before the priests of the Levites, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, as well the stranger, as he that was born among them, half of them over against Mount Gerizim, and half of them over against Mount Ebal. As Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded before, that they should bless the people of Israel. And afterward he read all the words of the law, the blessings and cursings, according to all that is written in the book of the law. There was not a word in all that Moses commanded, which Joshua read not before the congregation of Israel, with the women and the little ones and the strangers and those that were conversant among them." So we see that whenever Joshua had made that great conquest, he didn't forget to give God the glory. He read the law among the people, made sure that they understand the importance of it, as we should today read the Bible. Joshua in chapter 9 was also a man of his word. You know, the inhabitants of Gibeon tricked the Israelites. They made them think that they were people from afar, they weren't in the land that they were about to conquer. So the Israelites did not consult the Lord, and they made a league with these people. And it turned out to be a mistake. But Joshua did what he was supposed to do, and he kept the vow or the league that he made with the people. And the people murmured, the Israelites murmured at him that they had done this, but he had kept his word, and they made them servants. And, you know, that was a difficult thing to do, but he kept his word, so at least we can honor him in that. I want to go into chapter 24 of Joshua. It's going to be a long reading, but hopefully you'll see the benefit of it. It's toward the end of Joshua's life. They have conquered a lot of the land of Israel, but they had more to do. But he had divided the land to the people, and it was up to them to take care of the inhabitants of it to take their inheritance. But in Joshua 24 it says, "Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drave out from before us all people, even the Amorites which dwelt in the land. Therefore we will serve the Lord, for he is God. And Joshua said to the people, you cannot serve the Lord, for he is an holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you hurt and will consume you after he hath done you good. And the people said, Joshua, nay, but we will serve the Lord. And Joshua said unto the people, you are witnesses against yourselves that ye have chosen the Lord to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. Now therefore put away, said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord your God. And the people said unto Joshua, the Lord our God will we serve, and his voice will we obey. So Joshua made a covenant with the people of that day, and set them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. And Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, and took a great stone and set it up there under an oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. And Joshua said unto all the people, behold, this stone shall be a witness unto us, for it hath heard all the words of the Lord which he spake unto us. It shall be therefore a witness unto you, lest ye deny your God. So Joshua let the people depart, every man unto his inheritance. And it came to pass these things, that Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Serah, which is in Mount Ephraim, on the north side of the hill of Gaash. And Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that overlived Joshua, and which had known all the works of the Lord that he had done in Israel. So we see that Joshua was a man of great influence. They made this pact with God that they were going to follow him, that they were going to serve God instead of the gods of the Amorites and the gods of the people of the land. And it had a lasting impression on the people while Joshua was still alive and the elders that outlived him. Now we know the history that later on in Judges, they became prosperous and forgot God. Well, that's something we can't do. We've got to remember God in our life and serve him all our lives as Joshua did. Certainly we can look at his life and see that he was dedicated to doing the service of the Lord and dedicated to the conquest of Canaan, which was told him to do. Tonight I want to close with a couple of verses out of the New Testament to encourage us. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. 2 Timothy 4:6-8. The Apostle Paul was near the end of his life, and he said, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. So I say to you tonight, be strong and courageous. Stay faithful to God. Continue in your study with the Word of God. And I need it myself too, you know. The Lord told Joshua to read it day and night. I certainly could do that more. And certainly there is more I can do to be good and to further the gospel. And I encourage you to do that as well. If tonight you have not obeyed the gospel, we offer that invitation to you tonight. And if you have strayed away, we just invite you to come and confess sins and make it right with God. Don't delay. If there's anybody subject to the invitation, please come while we stand and sing.